Jack Seth Mobile.
You just missed D number two.
He had the radio turned down. I heard him in there, but I'm trying to work my way out of the parking lot at the Greenville Convention Center.
God have mercy on you. This is N0GR. Nice to hear you this afternoon. Dave, I'm headed down to get my Mark II eyeballs checked out at Clemson Eye.
Excellent. Yeah, we took the grandkids over to that Christmas thing going on here in the Greenville Convention Center. All a bunch of different vendors and stuff, and at the Christmas Village set up inside and whatnot. Wow, was there a lot of vendors there? Holy cow.
I already seen it.
What?
No, I went last night.
I didn't think it was open last night. It was open yesterday?
Well, it was on Fox News Channel.
Yeah, this is the 55th year or something.
I don't know if it was open. I saw it on TV.
Oh, okay, yeah, it was, it opened up today at 10 o'clock, and I had to do a job over here in Greenville, so I met the missus and the grandkids over here, is when I got done doing what I had to do.
I don't think I've ever been in that convention center, but I'll probably get to go if they have a graduation. Our grandson, Isaac, is graduating this year, and he's from the East Side High School, so it's a pretty big school, so they may have it down there.
It's right here by the municipal airport. It's off of Pleasantburg Road. I'm sure you know where it is, but we go there for Comic-Con, and we go there for, you know, the little events and stuff.
Okay, I've been to that one. I misunderstood you, you know, being from Kansas. We're a little slow. But I've been there to the gun show a couple of times, and I think that's about all. But yeah, that's a nice convention center. And the boat show, I went to that one time, and oh goodness, I was thinking of the one downtown there, and we just can't walk very far anymore. And Bernice is scheduled for a new hip here in the next few weeks, and that even makes it worse, and I can't walk hardly any distance with congestive heart failure. It just don't work with cold air. It sucks, but it beats the alternative.
I hear you. Well, I was underneath the house the other day, and I kind of zigged when I should have zagged, and my back is feeling it a little bit. Got a little bit of a pulled muscle back there, so I just had to take my time walking today, too.
This MRI of my lower back, I asked the doctor, she's a wonderful physical ed type doctor, I don't know what you call them, but she'll always send you over to an orthopedic surgeon if you need it. I said, what's that MRI look like? She said, oh, Tom, about like a car wreck. But you know what I found? I get up in the morning, and it's pain is, oh, probably a 6 or a 7 as I get out of bed. So I walk into the refrigerator and pull the ice bag out. And I've tried, well, right now I got an icy hot patch on my back. But I've found that if you watch Gunsmoke, old Doc will tell you there when he was bit by a rattlesnake, that ice is man's oldest anesthetic. And I found he's right. It works the best.
Well, we have some stuff that I had gotten. Hang on here. Okay. Well, we got some stuff that I got, and I just can't think of the name of it. It's more of it's a topical that we put on, and it works really, really well for me.
Well, there's one real good one called Voltaren, and I have to put that on my feet every morning. It's diclonopac, 1 or 2%, and the podiatrist gives me that for the pain in my feet. My left foot's screws in it, and it doesn't have as much lateral motion now, but it hurts every day, and that's been for many years, so I'm not whining about it, but it works real good. But I've tried it once or twice on my back. It's supposed to be good for muscle pain. It's called Voltaren, the same thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty good otherwise. I mean, it's every once in a while my back will act up, but nothing major, you know. It's just, you know, if I'm crawling around under a house too much or something, or, you know, if I zig before I zag or something, you know, then otherwise my lower back is usually pretty good. I just strained it, that's all.
A really fine man to be able to do that for people. And the one that... I never realized that I should have when I went to HVA school, but I only took a year of it, and then I went and took it for it, and I wanted to learn the refrigeration part back in the 80s, I think it was. But my neighbor's air conditioner's, well, it's a heat pump, it's in the attic, except for the condenser, of course. And I thought, oh my God, in the middle of the summer, that's when they'd call you.
This is what I got going on now, you know, the cold snap. Everybody's calling me with their systems down or not functioning the way it should or something. It was just like, well, okay, I'll get there when I can. You know, sometimes I can get there quick, sometimes I can't, you know. I try and get to everybody.
It's a little harder to troubleshoot HVA systems in the cold because of the superheat and different things of that nature. Is that true or false?
It's difficult to charge them up. You get a better charge and a closer charge when it's in air conditioning mode. You can get them close. There is a chart, usually underneath the electrical panel of the condenser. There's a chart there when, you know, you got to hook your gauges up to the third port, and you can get them pretty close. But the summertime is when you really get them, you know, you get them dead on.
Go out to a house that's not occupied and it's cool, and there's a lot of variables with that, and those charts are rather complex for me anyways, because I didn't do it for a living, but it can really get complicated. But I had a guy ask me one time, for example, his name was John Keating, and he's passed away now. He says, he worked in the tool room. He says, Tom, can you come out and put a Casablanca fan in? I said, well, sure, I know how. And he says, well, I need one put in some room of his house. And he says, I know how to do it. He says, I just don't want to go up in the attic when it's 135 degrees.
I get it. That was the thing with Florida. You'd be up in the attic first thing. That's why when we ever did a change out in Florida, we try and explain to the folks, like, look, we want to be at your house at 7 o'clock. And, you know, it's the morning, you better have your coffee early, because I don't want to show up at 9 o'clock and I have to go up in the attic and spend 3 or 4 hours up there. You know, 7 o'clock, by 10 o'clock in the morning, it's 140 degrees up there.
That's exactly right. And you can get way beyond that, and it gets dangerous. I had a friend, shall we call it, in the old days, and he had a add-on back porch, and this was a very old house. And he asked me if I'd put a porch light outside for him there, if I remember rightly. And I said, sure, Bill. And I went up there, and back then I had a nice drop light. It was a Daniel Woodhead, and you know, that's good stuff. And it had a 100-watt light bulb in it. And you went back to the back porch, and there was a hole just big enough for a man. Now, you didn't want to step either side of the studs, or you're going through the ceiling also. This included that back porch. Very little crawl space. And it was 100 and some degrees. And I just got through that hole and crawled back about 20 feet into that back porch. And lo and behold, the light bulb burned out, Dave.
Yeah, or you drop them, or it'll fall on a beam or something and blow the bulb. But, well, I've got these headlamps that are made by Nebo, and I got the most current one. It's the 1500, the Transcend 1500, which is really nice. I mean, the thing lights up. It really lights up well. Makes it for, you know, two-hand operation, hands-free. But I tell you, I remember those light bulbs burning out. Anyway, Tom, I got a phone call. I got to get going here. You have a good day, my friend. N0TRKB2HXS. Mobile, heading to Spartanburg.
Okay, Dave, nice talking to you. Nice sharing stories. Yeah, I had to follow the drop cord out to that hole because you couldn't see your hand before your face. That was no fun at all. I learned a good lesson there, though. Always have a backup. KB2HSXN0TR. I hope I got that right, Dave. Mobile.
Yeah, no problem. I actually carry a spare battery in my pocket because the headlamps are rechargeable. I get the little three-volt rechargeable battery, so I always got a spare in my pocket. Have a good day, Tom. KB2HXS.
HXS. Well, I was close. That only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Take care, Dave. No disrespect, man. N0TR clear.
No, none taken. Don't worry.